Hello and welcome to the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I'm Amelia.
I'm Oscar.
And I'm Oakley.
And we'll be your host today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout outs from around our amazing school. A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you.
Here's what's coming up in today's episode. A roundup of all the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section. And of course, we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
It's the summer term and we're looking forward to all the exciting things coming up. We hope you keep up with the podcast and check the weekly newsletter to find out about all the amazing things that happened at Lowercroft. Let's begin, as always, with our breaking news section.
Our annual Lowercroft's Got Talent took place on the last day of term, and what a fantastic show it was. Pupils took to the stage with a wide variety of acts, including singing, dancing, gymnastics, karate, and even comedy. All demonstrating great courage and confidence, performing in front of the whole school. The standard was incredibly high, making it very difficult decisions for our judges. As every act brought something special. Thank you to all who took part, and well done to Henry, Nam and Sophie, who were our winners.
We are excited to share our new Above and Beyond Award, celebrating children who go the extra mile in demonstrating our school values. When a child shows incredible effort, kindness, resilience or attitude, they may receive a raffle ticket. These are entered into a half-termly prize draw and also contribute towards earning special star badges from bronze all the way to platinum collected across their time at school. Well done to our bronze winners last term. Bonnie, Archie W, Thomas L, Hazel, Erin and Isla.
Year 3 recently enjoyed an exciting trip to Bears Country Park as part of the Explore the Outdoors initiative. The morning was packed with fun activities including map reading, dam building and even the challenge of crossing a shark infested sea. A memorable experience that all thoroughly enjoyed. That's all for breaking news this week. Now to our hot seat time.
In our hot seat interview this week, we welcome some of our Year 5 children to talk about the amazing Viking Day they had earlier this week. What are your names, guys?
My name's Fia.
Alfie.
Alex.
What was the most exciting or surprising thing you learned about Vikings today?
The battle, because we were like fighting against each other and playing dead, which is fun.
How did you feel about meeting Olaf the Viking and seeing the costume up close?
I felt like there was a real Viking just standing in front of me, and seeing his clothes, it looked like a Viking.
Can you describe one Viking object, weapon, or piece of clothing that really stood out to you?
The sword which was called Inheritance because it got passed down by his.
What's one Viking fact that you're going to remember and tell someone at home?
They would mostly drink like ale and wine and not like water or anything we drink right now.
What do you think life would have been like if you were a Viking child?
I feel like it would have been like hard to like do stuff, because at a very young age you're meant to do stuff for like training and things.
What was your favourite part of the Viking Day and why?
I enjoyed looking at the different Viking things that you brought in, because it was like a big experience to see different things that the Vikings would use.
Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast and answering our questions. It was great to hear what you enjoyed about this enrichment opportunity, and we hope you remember it for a long time. Each week our Student Spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the team, Lowercroft, who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or by email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Frank in Year 6 played a county friendly tennis event representing Lancashire last Sunday. They played against Cheshire and Lancashire won. Well done, Frank. Well done to Charlotte in Year 3, who got her green belt in martial arts. Keep going, Charlotte.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowercroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last episode's teaser was this: I'm lighter than a feather, yet even the strongest person can't hold me for long. What am I? The answer was, of course, your breath. Well done if you got it.
Here is the teaser for this episode. You can see me in water, but I never get wet. What am I? I'll repeat that. You can see me in water, but I never get wet. What am I? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you are right. Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way on Friday, 22nd of May. We'll hope we'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Lowercroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.